Biweatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, some isolated rain showers early, otherwise cloudy skies, upper 50s. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies, mid 40s. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, blend of clouds and sun. We'll see highs in the upper 60s. For Friday night, chance of showers and thunderstorms late in the lower 50s. Saturday, chance of showers and thunderstorms, 72. Right now, it's 46.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. Top Republican lawmakers in the Sunflower State appear skittish about being able to block Medicaid expansion. They offered political cover yesterday to moderate GOP colleagues if they back off their push for an expansion this year. State Senate President Susan Weigel told reporters that GOP leaders plan to have a legislative committee study on Medicaid expansion this summer and fall. Democratic Governor Laura Kelly has made expanding Medicaid a top priority. Two teenagers from Topeka are charged with attempted first-degree murder and robbery in the shootings of two brothers at a Lawrence park. The Lawrence Journal-World reports the two suspects, both 17, made their first appearances yesterday in Douglas County Court. Both pleaded not guilty. The charges allege that the defendant shot the two victims several times Friday afternoon at Holcomb Park during an attempted robbery. And Hump Day brings with it chances of rainfall across the Sunflower State. Mid-America Network News.
Wildcat fans, be a part of the new era of K-State football with head coach Chris Klieman.
I'd be so jacked to be the next head football coach at Kansas State.
There's a great tradition of excellence at Kansas State, of character, of integrity. Those things are not going to change.
Season tickets start at just $150 and include 7 home games.
Playing it on the line every dang day.
Visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS to reserve your seats today.
You win that dang day.
Don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 4th through 6th at the Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment along with live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Admission and parking are free. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details and interactive show floor plan.
Advocates pushing for legalization of medical marijuana acknowledge that it's unlikely to happen this year in the Sunflower State. Most legislative work is scheduled to wrap up next week with a short session in May that will focus on the budget. The Wichita Eagle reports that Lisa Sublette, founder of the advocacy group Bleeding Kansas, says advocates want a legislative committee to study medical marijuana during the summer and then make recommendations before the next legislative session. An Ohio gamer accused of recruiting a prankster to make a bogus emergency call is expected in federal court to answer for his alleged part in the hoax that got an unarmed Wichita man killed by police. A change of plea hearing set for today for 19-year-old Casey Viner of North College Hill, Ohio. And voters in Cimarron Ensign USD 102 yesterday turned down a bond issue to cover improvements for the district's athletic facilities. Mid-America Network News.
Home, it's your safe haven. It's where you raise your family and create memories that last a lifetime. Blue Valley Insurance can help you protect this prized possession with homeowners insurance that fits your priorities and your budget. With a variety of homeowners coverage options, you can rest easy knowing your home and those who live and visit there are protected. When you're confident you have the coverage you need, you can focus on those little moments that matter. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. A bill that would require most health insurance plans to cover hearing aids for children and teenagers has won first-round approval from Nebraska lawmakers. Senators advanced the measure through the first three votes. The proposal by Senator Carol Blood of Bellevue would require plans to cover expenses associated with hearing aids for Nebraska residents younger than 19. Blood says the $1,500 to $3,000 cost of hearing aids is unaffordable for many families. The Roman Catholic Diocese of Lincoln says allegations of sexually abusing minors have been substantiated against 9 priests whose names have been released. The diocese list released this week includes the names of 3 priests who've died and includes priests already criminally convicted and those never charged. Bishop James Comley ordered an outside review of past abuse allegations, how the diocese handled them, and its efforts to protect children. Mid-America Network News.
You can tackle all kinds of jobs around your place with dependable, high-quality Kubota equipment. This is Leroy, the Tractor Man from Schmidt & Sons, inviting you to join us for our Kubota Ride and Drive event on Saturday, April 6th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at both Mount Hope and Winfield locations. We will have food, drinks, and prizes. We have a full line of Kubota equipment, and you can get in the driver's seat. Utility vehicles, compact and high-horsepower tractors, lawn and garden tractors, zero-turn mowers, hay equipment, and farm implements. Take advantage of low-rate, long-term financing promotions going on now with Kubota, like the Kubota.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Following the recent National Consumer Protection Week, consumers are advised to avoid the most common scams. Scams often include card services, computer repairs, IRS car warranties, and government imposters. If you feel you're a part of a scam, please ask advice from professionals. Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt talked about one thing people should do to avoid potential scams.
Usually one of the key elements that the crooks try to use is cause concern and cause you to try to act hastily. So, you know, we usually tell folks if you get a communication that is asking you to give information or money, if you're not willing to just hang up and say, no, we're done, because you have a concern, maybe it's legit, at least insist that they send you in writing whatever it is you're being asked to do.
Those individuals who may feel they've been taken advantage of by a scam have options available.
You know, sometimes there's a way to get the money back. Sometimes there's not. But we always encourage people to file a complaint with the proper agency. Of course, you're always welcome to call your local police or sheriff. But you're also, if you're in Kansas, always welcome to contact our Consumer Protection Division at the Attorney General's office. We take complaints. We investigate them if they're within our jurisdiction. Sometimes people call us with a specific type of scam, and we immediately know, well, that's not really in our jurisdiction, but here is who you need to talk to. If we can help you, we will. And if we can't, we'll get you connected with the right people. Sometimes these have a happy ending. It's always better to prevent, but sometimes we're able to go out and get the money back, and it's always good to try.
Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt will be a guest on our public affairs program this weekend. Washington citywide cleanup and tire amnesty day will be Thursday, April 4th. City crews will pick up items left curbside no later than 8 a.m. Thursday to include appliances, furniture, mattress and box springs, computers and electronics. Those items can also be taken to the county landfill free of charge Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Pickup and free drop-off does not include normal household trash, hazardous materials or waste, or construction and demolition material. As part of the citywide cleanup in Washington, staff will accept tires under specified guidelines, those placed at the curb with no rims, no concrete, dirt, or debris, no tires larger than 24 inch in diameter, and a limit of 6 tires per residential address. For additional details, contact City of Washington. Citywide cleanup and tire amnesty day, Thursday, April 4th, with free disposal days at the Washington County landfill, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Marshall County Arts Cooperative will feature the amazing photographs by Jim Griggs as the April exhibition at the Lee Dam Center for Fine Arts in Marysville. The exhibit runs Thursday, Saturday, and Sundays at the Arts Center through the month of April. A reception to meet the artist is planned Thursday, April 4th, 4 until 6 p.m., and is open to the public. Arts Center is open Thursdays 4 until 6, Saturdays 10 to 4, and Sundays 1 to 4. For additional details, go to the cooperative's website, marshallcountyarts.org. Marjorie Irene Bussing, age 91, of Axtell, passed away Wednesday. Massive Christian burial Monday, 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church, Axtell. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Sunday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Sunday, noon until 5, at the Axtell Landreth Funeral Home, in charge of arrangements for Marjorie Bussing. Zelma Mae Schnepp, age 83, of Beatrice, formerly of Dubois, passed away Tuesday. Memorial service Monday, 11 a.m. at the Dubois Community Center. Private family interment, the Pawnee City Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, noon until 8.
Family will greet friends Sunday 4 until 6 at the Wherry Mortuary, Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Zelma Schnapp. Amber L. LeSure, age 41, of Marysville, passed away Monday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Amber LeSure. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, chicken noodle soup, ham salad on whole wheat bread, relish, and banana bars. Tomorrow, fish, wheat bread, sweet potatoes, broccoli, and apricots. Check of a school and community calendar. Marysville Junior High track in Abilene this afternoon. Girls softball teams at Chapman. KNDY News time is 7:15.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
St. Gregory's Catholic School enrollment is Wednesday and Thursday at 7 p.m. in the church hall. Parishioners and non-parishioners are invited for an overview of the school year, information about fees and fee assistance, a chance to ask questions, and to receive enrollment packets. 7 p.m. Wednesday and Thursday at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, educating young minds for tomorrow, young souls for eternity.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska.
Across the central parts of the Midwest, we have a slow-moving frontal boundary, which is bringing some rain showers across the area, and it looks like this is associated with a low-pressure system to our south. This low will continue to push off towards the east as we head through the day, and just bringing us cloudy skies for tonight. Break for tomorrow, partly sunny skies, but we have another low that will move through, bringing some more showers and thunderstorms chances as we head into the weekend. Temperature-wise, definitely a warm-up Friday, continuing into Saturday and Sunday. So looking at the forecast, for today, isolated rain showers early, otherwise cloudy skies, upper 50s. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, cloudy skies, mid 40s. Winds will be from the northeast at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, partly sunny skies, highs in the upper 60s. Tomorrow night, increasing clouds, chance of showers and thunderstorms, lower 50s. And Saturday and Sunday, chance of storms. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early April 63, record high on this date 92 in 2011. The average low 39, the record low is 10 degrees in 1975. Sunset this evening 7:49, sunrise in the morning at 7:02. A cloudy overcast, it's 47 degrees with a light southeast wind. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 4th of April. KNDY News time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
South Hill Pottery Arts or Elementary class this month is Critters in a Basket, making a coil basket and painting a figure to put inside. Starting April 9th, 1st and 2nd grade meet Tuesdays, 3rd and 4th grade Wednesday, 5th and 6th grade Thursday. The cost of the class and all materials is $37.84. Stop in at South Hill Pottery or call 562-8296 to sign up.
Betts cashes in late. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Mookie Betts came through in the clutch as the Red Sox rallied in the ninth to snap a four-game slide.
Payoff. Swing ground ball. Hit the deep third. Hits the bag. It hit third base. It goes into left field. And two-run score. Mookie on his way to second.
On WEEI, that gave Boston a 5-3 lead. They went on to win 6-3. And the Braves had a late rally of their own, scoring four in the eighth to knock off the Cubs.
In the air to right center field. Almora trying to get there. Turns around. It's over his head. Freeman will score. Acuna scores. Going in head first is Markakis. Three RBI double by Camargo.
On WCNN, Johan Camargo with the bases clearing. Go-ahead double. Atlanta wins 6-4. And in the NBA, the Raptors got 28 points and 10 boards from Pascal Siakam as they topped the Nets to win their fifth straight, 115-105. The Rockets blew out the Clippers in a potential first-round playoff matchup as Chris Paul showed his range.
1 second left, three-quarter shot for Chris Paul, and it goes in! It drops as he hits it from 60-plus!
On KBME, 29 points for Paul. James Harden led with 31, and Houston took it 135-103. The Nuggets dealt the Spurs a 113-85 shellacking after Greg Popovich was ejected just 63 seconds after tip-off, getting two technicals for arguing a non-call. Back to baseball, the Cardinals came back from a three-run deficit to top the Pirates in extras.
A swing and a base hit to right field. Tyler O'Neill scores one. The Cardinals lead 4-3 in the top of the 10th.
On KMOX, Tyler O'Neill with the clutch hitting, and St. Louis went on to win 5-4. Jacob DeGrom was locked in for the Mets as he struck out 14 Marlins in seven scoreless innings. New York's bullpen was less dominant, but they held on to win 6-4. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life, and auto, and home, and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Leaders of the House and Senate warning against any border shutdown. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and Speaker Nancy Pelosi agreed this week that closing the southern U.S. border to stop migrants from entering the U.S. is a bad idea that would backfire on the U.S. economy. Trump vowing to close the border despite the major trade ramifications such a move would make, saying security is most important. The U.S. Chamber calling the potential move incredibly destructive. The move would halt the trade of ag goods and lead to a shutdown of the U.S. auto manufacturing industry within days. Earlier this week, the National Pork Producers warned the pork industry cannot afford a total loss to the Mexican market. Mexico accounted for more than 20% of total U.S. pork exports last year. A border closure would also halt the movement of legal migrant workers who tend to agricultural operations near the border. Farmers expressing more concerns regarding the future as the monthly ag economic barometer drifted lower. The March survey fell to 133, down from a number of 136 a month earlier. Organizers say increasing concerns about future economic conditions drove the barometer lower as the index of future expectations declined to 139 in March compared to a 145 mark in February. The current conditions measure unchanged compared to February at 120. The barometer surveys 400 agriculture producers monthly, and a rating below 100 is negative, while a rating above 100 indicates positive sentiment regarding the agriculture industry. Producers expressed more concern regarding farmland values, as 25% of farmers surveyed expect farmland values to drift lower over the next 12 months. Survey results from January and March of 2019 suggest that 5 to as much as 7% of U.S. farms are suffering from some sort of financial stress, using the need to carry over unpaid operating debt as an indicator of financial stress. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Market update, Mid-America Ag Network. Wednesday proved to be a very active day for grains and soybeans. Corn and Kansas City wheat did some flopping. Both sides have unchanged in both instances, but not a lot of movement, but certainly a lot of activity. May corn finished up 1 1/4 at 362 and three quarters. July was up 1 1/4 at 372. Kansas City wheat finished green. May up 3 1/2 at 436 and three quarters. July up 2 3/4 at 443 and a half. Chicago wheat saw some very strong gains, while Minneapolis wheat struggled a bit. Soybeans stayed on the downside. May beans down 1 1/4 at 898 and three quarters. July beans down 1 1/4 at 912 and a quarter. May soybean meal finished 40 cents higher at 311. July was up 50 cents at 314.70. Bean oil was down. May down 16 points at 28.80. July down 16 points at 29.13. So mixed numbers across the soy complex. The beans were down. Corn and the Kansas City wheat finished a bit higher. We saw some pressure on cattle. Both fat cattle and feeder cattle finished mostly lower. April live cattle down 50 at 125.77. June down 65 at 119 even. April feeder cattle down a dime at 144.75. May feeders down 52 at 147.27. Again, later months were all in negative territory. Hogs were the bright spot, working on some expanded limits after a limit higher close on Tuesday. And boy, it came close. April hogs up 12 at 79.07. May hogs up 440 at 88.40. So a very strong day once again for hogs. Each of the later months was up by more than a dollar in every instance, and some by more than $3. So a very strong day for hogs as we wrapped up on Wednesday. Cotton did not have a good day. May cotton down 22 points at 77.05. July was down 26 at 77.77. So mixed numbers across the ag futures on Wednesday. Update from Mid-America Ag Network.
When you look around, you might feel pride is in short supply these days. Everything's being disrupted. Rules are changing. Everyone's scrambling to be the next flavor of the month. But at Ford, we don't measure in months. We've been around for 115 years, and we know the only constant is change. So, disruption? Yeah. It's what we do every day. It's also what's led us to build the world's first affordable car, the most beloved pickup truck on the road, the iconic American sports car, and the SUV most people think of when they think of an SUV. We know America was built on the backs of families like ours, so we still take pride in what we build and how we build. We even take pride in taking pride. And the world could use a little more of that right now. Because if you don't believe in what you're doing, why do it at all? Build Ford proud.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It's agriculture, of course. Managing risk is important for all producers. There is a fairly new product for dairy farmers called DRP. More about that after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
Dairy Revenue Protection, DRP, is the government's first effort at providing a milk price only management tool, allowing producers to look into the future 15 months. Mike North is with the Community Risk Management Group in Platteville, Wisconsin. That group sells this DRP insurance. In fact, it is the largest writer of DRP in the country. And about this ability that producers have with DRP to look into the future 15 months?
So at any given point, we can look five quarters forward. And the way the product works, the average price among the three calendar months in the quarter are derived from the CME, the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, pricing at any given point on any given day that this is available, which the product is available on every day of the week except when the USDA issues their dairy products report, their cold storage report, or their milk production report, and then on any day when the exchange might be closed for holidays or other reasons. So on any of those days, you can look at the CME, look at the 3 months in any given quarter for milk, average them together, and that becomes your expected milk price. That expected price then becomes the foundation on which the coverage is built, and producers have the opportunity to choose from coverage levels that span from 70% of that expected price up to 95% of that expected milk price. And again, that's for any one quarter, so you'll do that for any of the quarters that are in question. Now, what makes this tool special is that as you build the policy and, you know, try to construct your coverage, you have a couple of different choices to make along the way. And one of them is what we refer to as the optional protection factor. And essentially what that does is it allows the producer to enhance their claim. So if there is a claim, if the market goes below the level of coverage on that expected milk price that they've seen at the time the policy was purchased, then a claim is produced, and that claim then can be expanded through use of this optional protection factor.
An example of how those numbers break out tomorrow. back after this.
Join the Farmers Cooperative in helping Nebraska farmers who have been devastated by the flood. Farmers Cooperative is helping by collecting monetary donations, needed supplies, as well as purchases made at the Farmers Cooperative to be delivered to the impacted areas. Contact your Farmers Cooperative branch for a list of collection sites and see how you can help with the disaster relief effort. Collection ends April 10th. Let's work together to help producers.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
729 from KNDY, cloudy overcast, 47 degrees. Highs around 60 today, warming to around 70 tomorrow. Dairy Influence sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated for their Thursday sale. Early consignments include 40 Holstein steers weighing 2 1/4 to 4, 15 weighing 3 to 3 1/2, 15 weighing 3 to 4 1/4, 10 weighing in at 4 to 4 1/2. 44 Holstein steers, 4 1/4 to 5, 45 weighing in at 4 1/2 to 5 1/4, 16 at 5 1/2 to 7.50, and 15 weighing in at 600 to 700 pounds. 20 black steers and heifers weighing 4 to 5, 6 weighing in at 4 to 5, 64 black steers and heifers, 4 to 6.50, 40 at 4 1/2 to 6.50, 20 black steers and heifers, 4 1/2 to 5, and 30 weighing 4 1/2 to 6.50. 150 black steers weighing 4.75 to 5 1/4, 7 black Angus bulls and heifers weighing 5 to 5 1/2, 7 black steers and heifers 5 to 5.50, 31 weighing in at 5 to 6, 25 at 5 to 6, and 7 weighing in at 5 to 6. 72 black steers and heifers weighing 5 to 7, 8 black steers and heifers weighing 5 1/4 to 6.25, 7 red steers 5 1/2 to 6.50, 80 black steers and heifers weighing 6 to 8, 10 replacement quality red shorthorn semi-heifers, 6 1/2 to 7.50, 18 mixed yearling steers, 7 to 8, 21 crossbred steers weighing 7 to 8, 30 black and red steers never 7 to 8.75, 45 mixed steers never weighing 7.50 to 9, 65 black yearling heifers 8.50 to 8.80, 60 red Angus yearling steers weighing 8.60 to 8.90. Plus, they will auction a black heifer for Nebraska flood relief this afternoon at 12:30. At Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Thursday. Eddie Rosario hit a go-ahead single in the ninth inning, and the Minnesota Twins again rallied late against Kansas City, beating the Royals 7-6. After Max Kepler hit a tying two-run single in the Twins' eighth, Nelson Cruz drew a leadoff walk in the ninth from Wiley Peralta. Pinch runner Byron Buxton stole second and scored when Rosario followed with a single. Whit Merrifield extended his hitting streak to 25 games, tied with George Brett and Mike Sweeney for third longest by a Royals player. Up next for the Royals, they're on the road today, taking on the Detroit Tigers at Detroit. First pitch this afternoon is set for 12:10. Elsewhere, the Chicago White Sox and St. Louis Cardinals have postponed their home openers by a day to tomorrow because of rain in the forecast. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
You can tackle all kinds of jobs around your place with dependable, high-quality Kubota equipment. This is Leroy, the tractor man from Schmidt & Sons, inviting you to join us for our Kubota Ride and Drive event on Saturday, April 6th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at both Mount Hope and Winfield locations. We will have food, drinks, and prizes. We have a full line of Kubota equipment, and you can get in the driver's seat. Utility vehicles, compact and high-horsepower tractors, lawn and garden tractors, zero-turn mowers, hay equipment, and farm implements. Take advantage of low-rate, long-term financing promotions going on now with Kubota, like the Kubota BX80 series that gets you any job done right. Dig, mow, haul, and it comfortably maneuvers in tight places. Get a BX80 for zero down and 0% APR financing for 60 months. Don't miss the Ride and Drive event to get the best deal. We look forward to seeing you at Schmidt & Sons on Saturday, April 6th at Mount Hope or Winfield. Find more information at schmitting.com.
Now through June 30th, 2019, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes made an announcement during his appearance this week on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. Mahomes announced to the world the start of his new foundation, which is called 15 and the Mahomies. Mahomes says it's a foundation that's designed all around kids, kids from the underserved communities that don't get the same opportunities that Mahomes had whenever he was young. Mahomes also spent time talking about his Texas Tech Red Raiders being in the Final Four. And as a side note, Mahomes also got the loudest applause from the live studio audience during Jimmy Fallon's introduction of his guest lineup, which just went to show the type of star that the Kansas City Chiefs have in the building. And announced yesterday, K-State senior guard Barry Brown Jr. named one of 25 finalists for the 2019 Lefty Driesel Award, which is given annually to the top defensive player in college basketball. Mid-America Network Sports.